LNG Canada says black smoke and increased noise at its Kitimat site are part of its commissioning work and do not pose a public safety risk. Our operators are trained to manage flare operations to maximize combustion efficiency and minimize smoke. However, achieving completely smokeless flaring isn't always possible during all conditions, a spokesperson said. The company has responded to concerns from residents after visible emissions were seen rising from the flare stack in recent days. According to LNG Canada, the smoke is mostly made up of carbon particles, commonly referred to as soot, and results from routine flaring used to safely burn off excess natural gas during facility startup. Flaring at the site is linked to commissioning work on the boil-off gas compressor, which will continue through July 31. Flare heights are expected to vary between 20 and 60 meters during this period. The site is in an advanced commissioning phase, with multiple systems being activated, tested, and stabilized. Flaring plays a key role in managing pressure and ensuring safe operations as the facility is brought online. The company said non-routine events, such as process interruptions or operational adjustments, can also lead to short periods of visible smoke. In such cases, operators adjust conditions to reduce emissions as quickly as possible. LNG Canada issued a community notice on May 30 to warn of potential increases in noise, emissions, and visible black smoke. The activity has continued into this week. Our facility is designed, and our operations are managed, to ensure we remain within the emissions limits set out in our environmental permits, including during flaring events. Steps are being taken to minimize noise, emissions, and smoke. We will continue to provide updates on our digital platforms and to local stakeholders, the spokesperson said. Air quality data is available through the Kitimat Airst Group, which reports that air quality remains within acceptable levels and continues to pose a low risk to residents. Further information about the flaring can be found at lngcanada.ca/safestartup.